Chapter 12.
You've got to be fucking kidding me,
Elizabeth said, as she stood up and turned to face me fully.
What the hell, Eileen? I thought you and I were friends now.
If you mean that we had a threesome with my creator, then yes,
my robotic assistant replied.
But that does not mean that I cannot view the situation fully rationally and objectively.
Damn, Dynamo,
Penumbra said with a grin.
Getting it on with Miles and Eileen, huh? Can I join next time? That's hardly the topic right now. So, what is the point?
Norma squeaked from her seat on the couch. I glanced over at my mousy assistant to see that she was about 10 different shades of pink, and I wondered how much of her embarrassment was at the idea of our threesome, or at the fact that Penumbra and I had obviously just had sex too, or at the fact that Norma was so deeply in love with me herself.
The point is that I will not let the maniac capture me. We all know what a sadistic motherfucker that bastard is, and I'd rather die than let him get his hands on me.
It would not get that far,
Eileen replied calmly, as if she was completely unaware of how upset my girlfriend was.
We would put a tracker on you, and we could follow you to the maniac's hideout.
Or you could just finish tracing his last broadcast, and we could track him down from there.
I have almost completed the tracking,
Eileen replied.
But there is no guarantee that he is still there. It would be much easier if we simply put a tracker on you and let him take you.
I get what you're saying, but I think it's way too dangerous. We might not be able to get there in time, and the maniac could kill her as soon as he captured her. Or worse.
Yeah. I'm actually going to have to agree with Elizabeth and Veronica on this one, I said with a wink at Penumbra. It might make sense objectively, but it's too dangerous, and I won't put Elizabeth into that kind of danger.
Then how do you propose to take care of the maniac?
Eileen asked through the speakers. Well, we'll just have to stop him in 12 hours instead of 18, I said with a shrug.
Or maybe sooner. It's possible that when he doesn't capture Dynamo in the next 6 hours, he might get so pissed off that he just activates the gas early.
Well, that's a definite possibility. The maniac has a real temper problem, so he might throw a tantrum when he doesn't get his way. But even if he does, that's, well, just a risk we'll have to take.
I guess so, but... Oh, Norma, don't tell me you agree with Eileen. Sorry, Dynamo, but Well, it does kind of make sense when you think about it. How could that possibly make sense? I know it sounds crazy, but just think about it. The maniac will be over the moon excited when he captures you, and he won't be able to resist gloating to Miles' first thing, so he won't touch you at first. Isn't that comforting?
Elizabeth rolled her eyes.
And while he's bragging to Miles, we'll be right behind you, and we'll bust in and save you before he even finishes his phone call. But there are, like, 100 different things that could go wrong. And apparently the maniac can see what's going to happen in the future a few seconds ahead of time, so... So the worst thing that would happen is that he would figure out we were about to break in just a few seconds before we actually did. And that wouldn't be enough time for him to do anything to you. I don't know. I understand what you're saying. And of course, I want us to have more time to figure out how to stop the gas. But I just think there are too many unknown factors.
No, hold on. I know I just said that it's too dangerous. But, well, Norma and Eileen have made some good points. Think about it. If the maniac captures you, then we can show up right after he does and stop him before he can even trigger the gas attack. Then we wouldn't even need the extra time.
That assumes that he would actually tell you anything about how to stop it. What if he has the gas on a timer or something? Or what if he just refuses to tell you anything?
I don't think that would be the case. Norma's right. The maniac really likes to brag. So there's a good chance that he would tell you his whole plan before he even called me.
Well, you would be able to tell if he was lying, right? Yeah, that is one of my powers, but...
And if I outfitted you with an earpiece that he couldn't detect, then we could listen in to everything he said. And we would know exactly when we needed to move in to get you.
You could even help lead him to the topic. If you said the right things, then he wouldn't be able to resist telling you all his evil plans.
And then we'd know the specifics of his plan, plus how to stop it. And we'd come get you before he could even lay a finger on you.
Oh, fuck me. I'm glad you all feel so confident about this when I'm the one who actually has to do it.
Listen, you don't have to if you don't want to. We have other options.
Like what?
Once Eileen traces the signal of the last broadcast, we can follow it and see if we can pick up the maniac's trail from there. And we'll just keep working on an antidote for the gas, while we also try to figure out how the maniac's going to release it.
But there are just as many unknown factors with that plan. And at least if I go with the maniac, then... Fuck! Can't believe I'm gonna say this. Are you really gonna do it? Yeah, I'm gonna do it. I don't really give a shit about the mayor, since he's obviously a spineless coward who decided to take a helicopter out of here while his citizens all die, but you're thinking about their families, right? The families of the mayor and the city council members? Not just them, it's everybody in Greyville. Sure, I don't want the maniac to kill everybody on that chopper, but I definitely can't let all of the citizens of Greyville die when there might be something that I can do to help.
It is also our best chance to find the maniac, so he does not simply trigger the gas and then escape.
Eileen said through the speakers.
Well, if it's the best shot we have at stopping the gas, then I'm in.
I think it is our best shot, but I don't like...
Then you better come up with a damn good earpiece for me, Miles. I'll do it, but only as long as you are right behind me so you can bust in there the moment I say the safe word. What's the safe word? How about get me the fuck out of here, unless that's a little too on the nose.
Okay. If you're sure about this, then let's make some plans for exactly how we're going to do this, so we can keep you as safe as possible the whole time. I glanced at my mousy assistant and jerked my head toward the kitchen, and she immediately seemed to understand what I wanted. She was almost as good as Eileen when it came to knowing precisely what I needed. It was a helpful skill in an assistant, but it was even more helpful in a member of my team.
I think a plan like that calls for snacks,
Norma said as she nodded in response.
Penumbra, don't you want to help me? Well, I kind of wanted to. Penumbra, come help me.
Norma cut her off, and this time there was a surprising amount of authority in my assistant's mousy little voice.
Yep, okay.
As soon as Norma and Penumbra disappeared into the kitchen, I grabbed my girlfriend's hand and moved us both toward the couch again. She pulled her legs up into a cross-legged position in front of me, and then just placed both her hands into mine.
I know it makes sense, and I want to do everything I can to help save Greyville, but it's just still scary, you know?
I know. I said and squeezed her hands. But do you really think I'd ever let that bastard hurt you?
No.
The beautiful superheroine replied as she shook her head.
I know you wouldn't.
I won't let him.
Okay.
Elizabeth said and then took a deep breath.
Tell me what I need to do.
That was one of the things I loved about Elizabeth. She really was the conscience of our team when it came to civilians, but when it came to dealing with the bad guys... My superpowered girlfriend was all fucking business. So, it needs to be a convincing capture. You'll have to put up a little bit of a fight so that the maniac really thinks that he's captured you on his own, not because you want him to capture you.
That'll take some good acting on my part, but I think I can handle it.
And once he does capture you, you need to lay low and not provoke him as much as possible. I want the maniac to think that you're weaker than you actually are. So, when we need you to fight your way out, you'll be able to escape.
But you'll be coming to get me, right?
Yeah, but a little help from you will make things easier. So, here's how it will go. Eileen will trace his last broadcast to his most recent hideout, and you'll go to that area like you're just there to deal with some supervillain who was spotted at that location.
And we'll just assume that the maniac will still be around and that he'll see me?
I think that's a safe assumption. Besides, even if the maniac isn't there, one of his henchmen will definitely report back to him that you're in the area, especially if you beat up any bad guys that you run across.
How are you so sure that there will be bad guys? We don't even know the location of the last broadcast.
Oh, well, sweetheart, I said with a smirk. The maniac isn't exactly known to set up shop anywhere less than some place totally filthy and crime-ridden.
I guess that's supposed to be part of his charm. Okay, so I go to the area and wait until the maniac figures out that I'm there. Then what?
Then, whenever he comes to capture you, do your... best to fight against him, but he probably has a plan for how to deal with you, since you're stronger and faster. Plus, you can regenerate, so I doubt it'll be a fair fight.
Yeah, I figured that.
But, if you can kill him, go for it. I'd love if he told you all about the information on the gas and how he plans to release it and everything, but there's no guarantee that he'd ever tell you anything anyway.
Well, if I can't kill him and he does capture me, then I'll at least see if I can't get him to talk after that. But if that happens, then... well... then what do we do if he doesn't talk?
Then we come in and get you, and we find different ways to make him talk. But I think he'll be more than happy to brag about his plans to you.
Okay, then what will the rest of you be doing while I'm in there with him, other than listening in to make sure that he doesn't fucking try anything?
As soon as we know anything about his plans to release the gas, I'll have someone work on stopping that. And then the rest of us will be close enough that we can come in to get you, and the maniac, as soon as the time is right.
And then we will kill him, right?
Yes. Violently.
Shit. I really can't believe I'm about to do this, but I can't see any way around it. It's our best chance of catching the maniac and finding out how he plans to release the gas, so... yeah, let's do it.
You'll be connected to us with an earpiece and a tracking device the whole time, so we'll be able to tell exactly where he takes you, and we'll be able to hear everything that he says, too.
I know. It's a good plan, but you just better not let anything fucking happen to me.
Don't worry. I said, and squeezed her hand again. You have all of us on your side as backup. And that's a hell of a lot more than the maniac can say. We've got you covered.
All right. Then I guess I had better get geared up. Well?
Norma said, as she reappeared from the kitchen beside Penumbra.
How about some sex first? Thanks, Norma, but I don't really have much of an appetite right now.
She's right, you know. I said, and then gestured for the other two women to come all the way back into the living room. You really should try to put something in your stomach, since I'm not sure when we'll eat again. And I want you to be as strong as possible when you face the maniac.
Besides, it might seem a little too suspicious if you immediately went out and got captured by the maniac right after he calls Miles. It might be better to give it just a little bit of time first. Fine. What do you have? I am glad you asked!
My mousy assistant said, as she set down a tray of small, individually baked trays of macaroni and cheese.
I was feeling like southern food. Damn, how long were you in there? Just long enough?
Norma replied with a smile.
I started all this earlier, and the timing just happened to work out well.
My assistant then scooted her tray over so the Penumbra could set hers down on the coffee table beside it, and the slender blonde put down a whole tray of roast beef, along with several sides of green beans, fried okra, and baked cornbread. You know this doesn't really fit the definition of snack food, don't you? This is more like Sunday dinner.
Well, nobody says you have to eat it.
My mousy assistant said, as she pushed her glasses up on her nose.
You're welcome to have cereal or something if you don't want this.
Oh, take it easy. I never said that I didn't want it. I'm just impressed with you.
Oh, thanks. It was nice of you to make all this. Thank you. Well, you're about to go into the goddamn lion's den.
Norma said with a shrug.
So you should at least have some good food first. I'll eat what I can, but if I don't finish, I'm sure it won't be any reflection on your cooking. I just don't have much of a stomach for food at the moment.
The four of us gathered around the coffee table and started to eat Norma's southern-style meal. And it tasted even better than it looked. I glanced over to see how my blue-eyed girlfriend's appetite was. But even though she had been worried that she wouldn't be able to eat anything, well, that clearly hadn't been a problem. Elizabeth had put away a whole plate of her food, and she had gone back for a second helping of okra and green beans, so she must have realized that she was hungrier than she had thought. She would sure as hell be able to use that energy against the maniac later, so I was glad that she had found her appetite. By the time we finished our late afternoon meal, I was feeling pretty damn good about our plan. It wasn't 100% a sure thing, but then again, nothing really was when it came to supervillains, especially ones like the maniac. But as far as plans went, we had a solid one, and I really did think that, based on what we knew at the moment, this would be our best chance to stop him. Oh, why don't you two clean up? I asked Norma and Penumbra when we were all done. I'll just go ahead and take Elizabeth down to the basement to get all geared up, and you can both join us when you're done.
On it, boss. We'll be right behind you.
After I brought my girlfriend down into the basement, the first thing I wanted to do was check in with Eileen. If my robotic assistant had come up with an antidote to the inhaled gas, then Elizabeth wouldn't have to let herself be captured by the maniac at all. Of course, I knew that Eileen would have already told me if she had come up with such a big development, but I still wanted to check, just in case. It was a good plan to send in Elizabeth, and she could certainly take care of herself, but I would also have been just as happy to keep her by my side the whole time we fought the maniac.
I do not yet have an antidote, Creator.
Eileen said, after Elizabeth and I joined her at the containment chamber for the gas.
The atropine did nothing, so I have moved on to other neutralizing agents.
All right. We'll just keep it up and see what you can come up with. What about the maniac's last broadcast? Were you able to trace it yet?
Yes.
Eileen said, as she turned her blue eyes up toward us.
I traced both his last broadcast, as well as his recent phone call to you.
Really? I grinned.
Yes. The phone call was more difficult at first.
The beautiful android replied.
But I was able to override the maniac's blocks and track it anyway.
Perfect. So where did those signals come from? Did they both come from the same location?
No, but they were close to each other.
Eileen said.
And based on these two locations, plus the footage that we have of him already, I have created an algorithm to predict where he will be for the next 2 hours.
Well, then we better get moving. Where is he?
He should be at the shipyard by the commercial docks.
My robotic assistant said.
There are numerous shipping containers and warehouses that he could be hiding in, so I cannot be more specific than that right now.
Well, that's more than we knew before, so good work. We'll use the tracking device on Elizabeth to track him down to a more specific location there.
And he won't be able to find the tracking device, right?
Oh, don't worry. I'll make sure of it.
Shit. Do you think that means that he plans to escape Grayville by boat? If he's by the docks right now, then maybe he plans to sail on out of here right before the gas starts.
Well, it's very possible. Either that or he plans to just hijack another chopper and fly it the fuck out of town.
Well, he won't be going anywhere if I have something to say about it.
After my girlfriend changed into the supersuit that I had designed for her, she came back into the room so that she could get the earpiece and tracking device that I planned for her to use. She strode across the basement with such purpose that it was like she was headed out to kill the maniac right now. And I smiled at how goddamn sexy she looked as she moved toward me. Her dark suit clung to her curves tightly enough that it didn't stand in the way of her quick reflexes, but the carbon fibers it was made from protected her from any real damage that she could take. Besides, even if she took a hit or a bullet that somehow magically managed to penetrate through her supersuit, her regenerative powers would kick in, and she'd be fine anyway. It would just take her a little longer to bounce back. Elizabeth tossed her long black hair back over her shoulders, flexed her gloved fingers into tight fists, and crossed the rest of the distance between us with a smile.
Like what you see, Miles?
She asked, and gave me a wink. Oh, you know I do. So, I've got something for you.
I bet you do.
Elizabeth purred, and then sighed.
But I know we don't have time for that, at least not right now. So what do you have for me?
I've got two things, actually. The first thing is the tracking device. Its outer shell is made of the same carbon fiber as your suit, so even if the maniac scans you for any devices, he shouldn't be able to detect it.
All right, lay it on me.
I grabbed a quarter-sized object from one of my workstations, pressed a small button in the back, and then held it up in front of Elizabeth's suit. I just needed to fit it somewhere that wouldn't be noticeable. So, after I examined her suit for a few minutes, I finally decided to sew it into the suit over her abdomen. It would be damn near impossible to see the stitchwork there, and the thickness of the protective fibers would add just a little more of a barrier between the tracking device and any detection gadgets that the maniac might have. After I grabbed my kit, I carefully sewed the tracking device into her suit and then stitched the fibers back into place, goddamn seamlessly. Even I had to admit that it was impressive work, but before I congratulated myself too much, I pulled out my private phone to make sure that the signal was still synced, even through the carbon fibers. That's one thing down, I said with a smirk. And now on to part two.
I can't believe how small that tracking device is. I've never seen one so tiny before.
I've been working on that prototype for a while. It doesn't tell me every piece of information that I'd like to know, at least not yet, but it will tell me your exact location. And for this mission, that's really all I need to know.
I should probably take the mask that you just made for me too, right?
Definitely. We all will, just in case. The door to the basement opened, and I glanced up to see Norma hurry down the stairs with Penumbra right behind her. My assistant waved, almost stumbled halfway down the steps, and then caught herself before she walked down the rest of the stairs.
How's everything going?
Penumbra asked as she floated down after Norma. We've got the tracking device taken care of, and I was just about to fit her with the earpiece so she can hear us, and so we can hear the maniac.
Won't he be able to see an earpiece?
Oh, not this one. I snickered, and then I turned to fish around in one of my drawers until I found the one that I wanted. Now, this may be a little uncomfortable at first, but only because of where I have to place it inside your ear.
I'll try to brace myself,
Elizabeth said through gritted teeth. The earpiece was so small that I had to pick it up with a pair of tweezers in order to place it inside my girlfriend's ear. But once I had a good grip on it, I tilted Elizabeth's head to the side and started to put it into place. It was only about the size of a pinhead, but it would pick up any sounds within a 10-foot radius, and it would also allow me to speak to Elizabeth without any chance that the maniac might be able to overhear me. Once I had lodged it securely inside her ear with some of my custom glue, I slowly pulled out the tweezers and let her shake her head around to make sure that it wouldn't budge. And how's that feel?
It only really pinched when it went in, but now I can't really feel it.
Perfect, I said, and then looked at her ear from every direction. Then I think... Yep, you're all set to go.
Eileen, have any supervillains been spotted in the area around the shipyard? It's okay if not, because I can still...
No supervillains.
My android interrupted.
But CCTV suggests that two groups of non-superpowered humans will meet in the area to conduct a drug deal, and both parties should arrive at the shipyard in approximately 15 minutes.
Shit, you all better get changed too if you're coming with me.
We'll get changed, but we can't come with you.
But you said you'd be right outside wherever the maniac takes
you. And we will be, but we'll follow you shortly after you leave. I don't know how much the maniac is watching or how much access he has to the city's CCTV, but I don't want him to think that anything is off. So we'll need to follow separately.
Then can I take the armored car?
Absolutely. After the rest of us changed into our supersuits and new gas masks, we followed Dynamo out to the garage to see her off. Eileen was still in the basement, but she had changed so that her body would be ready to go the moment I needed her. I wanted my android to work on the gas until the last possible minute. Still, even after we went to help Elizabeth, my AI system's consciousness could continue to work on the problem of the gas, so while she couldn't physically work on it while we were gone, she might still be able to generate a solution based on what she had observed and learned about the gas so far.
Wish me luck,
Elizabeth said, as she opened the door to the armored car. You won't need it. You'll have us.
I better.
My girlfriend said, and then she leaned over to kiss me firmly on the mouth.
See you soon, Miles.
You will. I promised. After Elizabeth drove off toward the shipyard at the docks, I stared out of the garage for a few seconds as I watched the fading light. The late afternoon was quickly turning into evening, and it wouldn't be too much longer before it was so dark that it would be impossible to see the gas whenever the maniac released it on the city. Not that it was easy to see anyway. In the containment chamber in the basement, the gas looked like pale mist or smoke whenever Eileen released a little of it to work on, so it might just look like low-lying fog to the citizens of Greyville, especially since none of them knew that they should be on the lookout for gas. They just knew that something bad was going to happen, and the maniac was the one responsible for it. I bet they wished now that their precious Shadow Knight had killed the bastard when he had a chance. Well, then again, I doubted if Slade would have been able to kill the maniac, even if he had overcome his high and mighty morals. It would take more than one feather-caped asshole to take down a supervillain who could see far enough into the future to block his opponent's every move. After Elizabeth had been gone for a few minutes, I checked in with her via the earpiece, and she confirmed that she could hear me just fine. I double-checked to make sure that I could follow her tracking device with my phone, and then I nodded at Norma and Penumbra. I'm going to follow her in the car with Eileen, and you two take a separate car. Then, if we need to split up for any reason, we'll be able to. But we should be able to all meet at the shipyard.
And you don't want me to just float us there?
No, not this time. The maniac won't be able to see through our tinted windows, but if a pretty blonde superheroine suddenly floated across some CCTV footage that he was watching, then the game could be over before it even gets started.
Got it.
The blonde replied as her cheeks turned slightly pink. Eileen, we gotta go. Just secure the gas and then come to the garage.
I will be there in 30 seconds.
My android responded into the comms. As soon as Eileen and I were in one of the cars, we pulled out of the driveway first, but Norma and Penumbra followed close behind us. They would take a different route to the shipyard once we reached the main road, but until then, the only other route would have taken a lot longer.
I'm at the shipyard,
Elizabeth suddenly said through our comms system.
The deal's going down a little quicker than we thought, so I'm headed in now.
We'll be there directly, I replied, and then glanced over at Eileen. So, no luck on the gas yet?
I am still processing a number of formulas to find a solution,
my android responded from the passenger seat.
But I have also been analyzing the maniac's speech patterns from your phone call with him.
Yeah, what about it? I asked, as I glanced up at one of the helicopters high above the city.
He used a particular phrase that may have some relevance.
Eileen said.
He stated that he would release his gas on the city instead of in the city. It may mean nothing, but...
Oh, fuck. I interrupted as I watched the helicopter veer back and forth in the distance. I know what the maniac's plan is.
Miles, did you just say that you...
He's going to release the gas from the helicopters. He doesn't have an airborne fleet of his own, so he must have planted his henchmen in all the choppers. And as soon as he gives the word, they'll release the gas down onto the entire city.
Shit. Death from above.